I'm Carol Hills, and you're with The World. When does a tweet from a nation's leader set policy? It's not just an issue here with President Trump. In Canada, too. That's where we start today. Remember in January when President Trump signed an executive order banning travelers from 7 Muslim-majority countries? Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau responded with a tweet. It welcomed those fleeing persecution and violence, regardless of their faith. And it ended with the hashtag Welcome to Canada. Since then, there's been a surge of asylum seekers crossing into Canada from the U.S. Authorities north of the border are struggling to cope, and Trudeau is being blamed for encouraging that surge. Here's Conservative politician Michelle Rempel.
That hashtag Welcome to Canada tweet has never been clarified by the Prime Minister. I think he's giving false hope to people crossing the border.
Most of those crossing into Canada from the U.S. have been arriving in Quebec. As many as 250 a day, according to officials there. Since July, the vast majority are from Haiti, as Emma Jacobs reports.
A yellow school bus pulls up and idles outside a YMCA shelter in Montreal. Bags come off first, including a child's pink suitcase, then the passengers of all ages. One heavily pregnant woman has a toddler over her shoulder. People call to each other in Haitian Creole. These newcomers are among thousands who have been arriving from the U.S. Michael Jean-Pierre has been here for more than a week. He came all the way from Florida. The United States is a beautiful country, Jean-Pierre says. The reason I left is because the government wanted to deport immigrants. I was very, very afraid of the deportations there. That's why I came here. More than 6,000 people have been intercepted crossing into Quebec since January. Around 90% are Haitians, many of whom decided to leave the U.S. after the Trump administration indicated it might let a temporary protected status put in place after the 2010 earthquake expire in January. This means people in the U.S. under that program could be deported back to Haiti. Jean-Pierre heard on social media that Haitians would be welcomed in Canada.
Oui, so Facebook.
Yes, on Facebook, Jean-Pierre says. I saw a lot of messages from people explaining how the government of Canada will receive Haitians here with a lot of love, a lot of wisdom. That's why I came here to seek refugee status. But since most migrants like Jean-Pierre would be turned away at official border crossings, they've been walking across elsewhere. Once they're inside the country, they're being detained and processed in a camp on the border, then sent on to shelters in Montreal. Their future here in Canada is uncertain, despite what they may have heard. Canada has had a slightly higher acceptance rate for Haitian asylum seekers than the U.S., but those arriving from the U.S. could have a difficult time proving they face imminent danger in Haiti after years living abroad. And the country's extreme poverty is not grounds to stay. Further complicating things, many of the children are U.S. citizens born in America, so they could end up being separated from their parents. For now, Montreal has set up several shelters for the new wave of refugees, including one with 900 beds in the old Olympic Stadium. Some lucky people will stay with family members in Montreal's own large Haitian-Canadian community. Late in the day, some of these locals arrive outside the stadium with food for the newcomers. Two men haul a trunk full of bread from the bakery where they work. An older woman has bags of Tupperware full of rice and meat. It's the government, not me, who can say yes to them, she says, but she can make this small contribution. There are a small number of people arriving of other nationalities. One man named Precious is a journalist from Nigeria. He says he came to the U.S. last September to escape threats over his reporting. At first, he says he and his family felt safe there.
Yeah, it was actually after the election, especially when Trump came in, you know, it really became something different.
Precious says he had a press visa, but that his wife and daughter had overstayed their visas and were afraid of being deported. So the family joined the stream, walking to Canada to try their luck here.
I would say God bless Canada because, I mean, it's a place where our fears have been relieved for now.
For now is likely to be at least several months as the Canadian government works through the surge of applications for asylum. For The World, Emma Jacobs, Montreal.